Well, hello and welcome to this Friday morning edition of the Veg Grub Podcast Supporters Club. Usually this would be our Thursday night copy, but yesterday was my birthday, so I had a lot of guests around in the evening when I got home from work, all wanting cake and coffee and chatter. It was a long old day, and that meant, therefore, there is no podcast. It is Friday the 24th of April. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. Weekend. I, for one, am really looking forward to having a really good weekend. It's going to be a one full of gardening, which of course for me starts today. Now, once I've got this podcast out to you, I'm heading straight out into the garden. Bit of tidying up going on, but I've got quite a few plants. I'm going to take a risk and plant outside where they are going to grow. I say it's a risk because it is a little bit too early for me. Usually I would wait until May, mid-May, but the weather has been so good lately and I'm going to give it a go and see how it works out. I've got a few spares just in case it doesn't work out, but what I always try and do is start with a kitchen garden. If it's surviving a kitchen garden, they'll survive on the allotment. So the plant outside and then we will see where we get on. Now that will mean my kitchen garden is pretty full by the time we have done all that. One of the things we do need to bear in mind is I have got some plants I've left to flower because I'm saving the seed from those. So once they have gone to seed, we'll remove those and then we'll need to plant them up with something else. So we've got to constantly keep plants going like that. This afternoon, I'm off on a beekeeping course, which is going to be fun. And, well, I'm really wanting to keep bees down on the allotment. I'm looking into it. I figured things out, so it should be a lot of fun. This is going to be the first step. Well, not even the first step now. I'll think about the third step to that. Tomorrow, it's going to be down onto the allotment. Now, I'm going to be planting out some black brassicas down on the allotment. But what we're going to have to do is find a way of scaring pigeons away from my brassicas. Pigeons love brassicas, and as much as I like encouraging birds into my allotment, I don't want them getting into my or eating my plants because that will leave me with none. So yeah, gonna have to do that. Last of the potatoes will be going in as well. The final variety, which is going to be King Edward. We're going to have a really big tidy up once again as well. This is something we're constantly doing. And then I'm also going to sow some more carrots, peas, parsnips and things like that, radishes and so on, just to try and make the most of it. Now, before I head to the beekeeping course, I'm going to be sowing the courgette seeds from April's seed pack. And I thought it would just be good to go into a bit of detail about how I grow courgettes from seed right through to harvest. Now, courgettes are one of those crops that really give you a huge return for very little effort. They're fast, they're reliable, and once they get going, they will feed you all summer long. The trick is just giving them the right start. Now, I start by just simply sowing the seeds individually into small pots. Something around 7 centimetres is perfect. Courgette seeds are pretty large, so I just push them in to the compost on their side, about a centimetre or two deep. And then that just means that when we plant them on their side, that stops water sitting on the flat of the surface and causing them to rot. Now, they do like warm to get going, so I keep mine in a propagator, but a warm windowsill will do just as well. And usually they will germinate within a week, sometimes even quicker. Once they're up, they will grow fast. Those big fleshy seed leaves first, followed by the true leaves appearing not long after. Once I've got a good couple of true leaves, pop them on into something bigger. Courgettes hate having their roots restricted, so giving them room early on really helps. They're also hungry plants as well, so good quality compost makes a big difference. Now, the key thing with courgette is timing. They absolutely hate the frost. It will kill them. So although they grow quickly, you don't want to plant them outside too early. Usually I'd wait until mid-May or even end May, depending on the weather. If you're on a colder spot, early June isn't too late. When it's time to plant them out, I dig a nice big hole, fill it with compost, well-rotted manure and so on. Courgettes really love a rich soil. And I also plant them just slightly raised on a mound almost. That means that they won't be sitting in water. It gives them good drainage around the base of the stem. I've said before about butternut squashes, keep the stem dry because that can lead to stem rot. And this can be a real problem if we get a wet summer. Now, watering once they are planted is important too, especially once they start fruiting. They drink like mad. A good soak every few days is better than a sprinkle every day. And if you can mulch around the base, that will help keep the moisture in too. Now, what you will find is that the fun begins as soon as they start harvesting. You'll see these flowers, pick them small and often. The more you pick, the more you produce. Leave them too long and you end up with marrows. Not technically true, but that is the sort of definition. But pick them small. I think they're easier to use. They taste better, but you also will get more as well. Regular picking keeps the plants productive. Using the tomato feed as well to water them too. Now, if you are growing more than one plant, you will probably find yourself giving courgettes away by July. They really are generous. You will get lots and lots of fruits from them. But that's not a bad thing, in my opinion. So go give it a go. Let me know how you get on. Now, before we wrap up here, there are a few other jobs you might want to tackle this weekend. First of all, mulch the beds before the weather warms further. This just locks in all that winter moisture. Pot on any tomatoes, chilies, aubergines, if you are so doing it. Direct sow beetroot, radish and lettuce. Check your supports for peas and broad beans. Give the greenhouse a good tidy and watering around, and then harden off any tender plants ready for planting out next month. That should keep you very busy for this weekend. I will be back again on Sunday with a bit of a roundup of what's been going on this weekend. So until then, have a great weekend. And enjoy your garden. It looks like the weather is going to be great as well. Until then, please take care.